The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Our 4x400 relay team, which had such a remarkable success at the European Championships, ended up in the finals. That, of course, being Rashida Adelecki, Sophie Becker, Charlene Mosley, and Phil Healy. And they took 3 seconds off the existing Irish record, finishing in fourth in what was just a remarkable performance. Fresh off the track, David Gillick got hold of Phil Healy. Here's what she had to say.
Yeah, look, there's world-class athletes out there today, and we held our own inside there. To come forth in Olympic Games is just, it's just madness, but it's what this team is capable of, and I'm just so proud of these girls. And like, there's a squad of four out here today, but we have athletes back in warm-up, there's other athletes part of this squad. It's just amazing to be a part of this team, and to come away with fourth is very special.
There you go, a rightfully very proud Phil Healy, and she's with us this morning. Morning, Phil.
Morning, thanks a million for having me on.
It is lovely to talk to you. Does it still feel fresh, or are you used to it at this point?
Yeah, it's mad to think that it is just over a week ago already, like it was Saturday last week that that we ran, and it's been a hectic few days, but it's been a great few days. And even just listening back to that interview, it definitely was raw and emotional, and I suppose sometimes that's good to share as well, the real side of it, of what it takes to get to an Olympic Games, and when you just fall that little bit short. And I suppose fourth was massive for us as a team, to shatter the national record by 3 seconds. Like, we came away with 3:19 as a national record before this season. The national record was 3:26 for the exact same four. So yeah, it's been a great time for 400 metre sprinting in Ireland, and to come away as fourth in an Olympic final is massive for an Irish squad.
Oh, and it was a magnificent performance. What has the reaction been? What have people been saying to you? What was it like to come home?
It's absolutely crazy. Like, I suppose we were away in our own bubble for almost 4 weeks in Paris, and then to come home, we had the homecoming in Dublin in O'Connell Street on Monday, and we were absolutely blown away by the support. Like, 25,000 people turned up. We were not expecting that at all. So, like, we knew that there was massive support at home, and even the travelling supporters in the stand in Paris was absolutely crazy. Like, when we walked out onto the track, the amount of Irish flags, the amount of green, it was crazy. And even when Sophie was running the first leg, when she was introduced as part of the Irish team, the roar in the stadium was crazy. Like, Rashida mentioned in one of her interviews that it felt like we were in Morton Stadium in Dublin, and it really did feel like that when we actually went out there. But it's been crazy the last few days. Like, the amount of inspiration people have been taking from it. It stopped the nation last Saturday, which is mad to think. It was the third most watched event of the Irish athletes across all sports in the Olympics based on the RTE ratings. And yeah, it's been crazy. And you see little kids with bows in their hair. You see adults, they're saying that they're getting up, getting moving. Like, it's absolutely mad. And hopefully we can inspire younger kids to join the sport or stay with the sport. And it shows that it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and you're rewarded at the end of the day.
You must see that, though, and it must be a lovely feeling to see little girls and little boys aspiring to do what they've just seen you do.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And like, for me, I don't see myself as any different to anybody else, but I suppose they see what we have done. And I remember, like, when I was growing up, and you'd have different role models and you see what they do and you want to be them. And I suppose we're in that exact same position now. So it definitely is very touching, I suppose, to see such an effect on younger kids. And even I had my own homecoming in my own village in Ballineen and Enniskeen on Thursday in West Cork. And like, just to see the amount of support, to see the amount of kids and what they take from it. And like, just even when you're signing autographs, the excitement and stuff in their faces. And like, once upon a time, I was that kid in that position as well.
Can you talk to me a little bit about how you handle the pressure? Because when I watch you just before the race, all I could think about was it's not that this is the pressure of a day or a week or a month. This is a 4 year build up to this moment. How do you control the nerves and the adrenaline and the stress that comes with that?
Yeah, and I definitely think people underestimate what it takes to get to an Olympic Games, because like, it's a 4 year cycle. There's so much sacrifice, so much dedication and hard work that actually goes into it. And everything has to go right on that one day after waiting for 4 years. And I suppose there was probably more pressure on the Friday when we were running the qualification round. And Kelly McCrory stepped in that day and she ran a phenomenal leg and helped us qualify the team. And without Kelly, we wouldn't have made the final. So I suppose when we were going out then on the Saturday in the final, I suppose that's your time to soak it up, to enjoy it. It's an Olympic final. It's the first time an Irish relay team has ever got to an Olympic final, a female team. We got to the mixed in 2021 Olympics, but yeah, like you just have to control it. End of the day, it's another race with different marketing, but it's the Olympic Games. It's a massive spectacle. And I suppose you have to drown out that bit of, I suppose, stress and nerves. Like, nerves are normal, of course, but end of the day, you have to go out and you have to do your job and you have to soak it up and you want to go out there and perform and represent your country at the best of your ability. So no doubt, yes, you 100% have nerves and you have stress, but you do have to block that to a certain level.
And presumably you have to block it for weeks, because once you move into the Olympic Village, I imagine when at the end of the day you get into the bed, it's very hard to shut your head off thinking about the next race.
100%. And like, even it was a waiting game inside in the Olympic Village. Like, I was there for 2 full weeks, and I suppose athletics is the end of the Olympic programme. So we saw the other athletes as part of Team Ireland getting going earlier in the week, doing so well. And I suppose you want to get out there and you want to get out and run, but we obviously had to keep training and doing different things and distract yourself as well, to hold that nervous energy, because it's so important to hold it. Because like, you walk around the Olympic Village and you're surrounded by 10,000 athletes competing at the top of their game. So yeah, you just have to, I suppose, control it weeks in advance. You're totally right. And channel it and distract it. And we all have our different coping mechanisms and distraction techniques to deal with that. And then it just all comes down to getting out there on the day.
What about the physical side of it? Because I assume you must end up in a position where you're an elite athlete. You get very in tune with your body. I mean, you had the broken foot at one point and had to fight your way back through that. Do you know in the weeks in advance, do you have a feel that says, I'm in top form, I'm where I need to be?
100%. Like, I would have all the markers and training, and I suppose this, I would know the ins and outs of training, and there's no fooling me in that kind of way if things aren't going right. But yeah, we had all, like, based on target times for sessions or markers that you need to hit. And I knew that I was in PB shape, and I was glad to get that out in the relay split in the final. Yeah, we definitely would have all the markers. And I suppose then as we come closer to the games, we're tapering off the training and it becomes less intense and the speed goes up. But yeah, we definitely would have all the markers.
What about the thing of being part of the team? Because that, I'm always intrigued by that, because athletics, to some extent, I mean, probably something like golf, it's a very solo sport. It is you versus everybody else. It is you versus your own personal best. The fact of it being relay and team, does that make it more enjoyable? Is it like the Ryder Cup?
100%. And I suppose it's such an individual sport, as you said, and like, the majority of the time of the year we're competing as individuals. So to come together as a team is wonderful. And like, we have such a great dynamic. We have such a great bond within that squad. And like, four ran on the day of the final. Kelly ran the day of the heat, but we had two great subs part of warm up as well. So the squad is seven as part of the squad is constantly changing. And I suppose it's a credit to our relay coach, David McCarthy, who has created that environment and created that dynamic, because end of the day, individually, we are competitors, but we need to come together to collectively perform. And that bond is there, and we get on so, so well, and it's so relaxed. And it has developed a lot over the last 2 years, but it's brilliant to see. And even for the girls, they had their individual events, and then that they could, I suppose, park the focus on that and move their focus to the team aspect as well was great for them.
So you're saying you actually like each other as well as everything else?
Oh, we do. We absolutely do.
What then, Phil, about the days immediately after the Olympics? Because I every time I think about it, I imagine you have, first of all, that massive peak of pressure to deliver at the end of a 4-year cycle. And then something that, to whatever extent, you must have been thinking about fairly constantly for thousands of days is over. Is it a vacuum that forms?
Absolutely. I definitely, not going to lie, the come down is definitely real. And I suppose sometimes you wonder, how can the highest high also be one of the biggest lows? And I suppose you were chasing something for so long, and it's been a 3-year cycle this time off the back of Tokyo. And like, you're training day in, day out for this Olympic Games. And then I suppose we perform so well and you come home and you're like, okay, now what do I do? So you definitely have, I suppose, the emotional come down as well. But there is great support for us there. And I suppose it's normal to feel like that when something is taken away from you and is now done, that you just have to refocus and channel that towards something else. But I think just in general, the post-Olympic blues. A lot of people are feeling it as it's not on television anymore. People took their holidays and they were glued to the television. And it was great that obviously the games being so close, we were basically on the same time zone compared to Tokyo 3 years ago. So people are definitely feeling that. But we have the Paralympic Games starting very shortly. So hopefully we will have the full support behind that team as well.
And that must have made it, I imagine, an easier games, both not having the long haul flights, not being in an entirely different culture and setting, time zone, all that. It has to be easier in terms of athletic preparation when it's slightly closer to home.
100%. Like, we were literally over to Paris in an hour. We were on camp for 2 weeks first, and that was only an hour away from Paris. It made it so much easier compared to Tokyo when I went 3 years ago. That obviously was long haul, change of time zones and different things like that, that I suppose you have to leave extra time for your body to adjust. But no, it was brilliant. And even, I suppose, being so close to home, having the amount of Irish supporters that travelled was absolutely super. And I suppose that's the closest games we're going to get for a while, with 2028 being in LA and 2032 being in Brisbane. So it was a great opportunity for so many Irish people to travel and see so many Irish competing across all sports.
Now, you said that the cure for the post-Olympic blues is to see what it is that you're going to focus on next. What's your answer to that?
Well, for me, I'm definitely enjoying off season now. So I have 4 to 5 weeks off. So it's time to just relax, recover, and I suppose get your body right again. For me, I didn't know if I would contemplate retiring after this season. But I think after the Olympic Games, it has definitely given me the hunger to continue. So I'll definitely be postponing retirement for a while. We'll kick off into training again mid to late September, and we won't start competing until the new year. And it's a very big year again ahead for us. We have European Indoor Championships, we have World Indoor Championships, we have World Relays, and we have World Championships. So there's so many major championships ahead for the whole Irish team, and will be exciting for the relay team as well, because we will have great opportunities.
And do you have to hold down a job at the same time as all of this?
Yeah, so I do work full time as well. I work as a software engineer, and I mentor college and secondary school students as well, I suppose, promoting women in IT and a career in STEM. Because I remember when I was in college, like, I didn't know exactly the opportunities that a career in IT, that you can have in a career in IT, and I suppose the flexibility. So for me, I do enjoy having the balance of both. And I suppose putting my adult hat on, I wanted that security, that financial security as well. Like, yes, I am very lucky to be funded in sport, but I wanted that financial security and also building my career and getting my way up the ladder instead of, when I retire, starting right at the bottom. So I have been working full time for the last 2 years. It definitely has its challenges at times.
I can imagine.
I am lucky to be able to work from home, and I have the flexibility that way. So that definitely makes things a lot easier.
So in the downtime then, can you actually properly take a break? Can you sit down, eat a cheeseburger, not run anywhere for a while, take a few days off? Or do you have to maintain a certain level of athleticism even when you're off?
No, for the next few weeks, there will be absolutely minimal exercise. My diet has consisted of cream eggs and crisps for the moment. But no, it's totally like needed to let your body just fully relax and switch off, because you need that. I've been training for the last 12 months. So it usually is 11 months on, 1 month off. But the way I started my season last year, it has been 12 months on, and now I'll have 1 month off. So your body needs it. It's been fighting day in, day out to perform at the top level. So definitely we need that switch off, both mentally and physically.
Well, Phil, it has been, thank you very much for letting us get between you and the cream eggs and the crisps for long enough to talk to us. Congratulations again on a fabulous performance. That is Phil Healy.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.